At the time I record this, the Lakers are playing the 76ers at 6:30. But before that happens, I want to bring up all the upcoming records this season. Now, I could be lame and just list out all of the records that are upcoming, but let's talk about their impact and how possible they are in detail. On the podcast last week, me and Fernando debated Pop versus Phil Jackson. Now, I am biased as a Spurs fan, but I defended Pop. Popovich right now is only 8 wins away from having the most wins ever as a coach, being that he was 26 when he started the season, and the Spurs currently have 18 wins. This record would only expand Pop's legacy as a coach and his longevity status, being a coach at 72 years old. Pop is an excellent coach that knows the game inside and out without ever even having to play himself. This record will be difficult with the Spurs' schedule consisting of high-caliber teams like Golden State, the Lakers, the Bulls, the Suns, and so on, but it is still entirely possible with the amount of season we still have left, especially with teams like the Rockets, Thunder, and Pelicans still on their schedule. The question then becomes, how will this record affect what happens to Pop, when he will leave, and how the Spurs will handle when Pop does retire? I talked about this a little bit on my most recent podcast episode, so I'll link that down below. Another Spurs record, but DeJounte Murray is just one triple-double away from having the most triple-doubles in Spurs history, with the record currently being held by David Robinson. Now, this isn't a league record, but rather a franchise record, so it won't have a huge effect seen immediately, but it would solidify the fact that he is an all-star caliber player, and it would help his trade stock if the Spurs decide to let him leave for picks or young players in return. Probably the most obvious record on here, LeBron James is just 104 points away from Kareem's all-time scoring record going into tonight's game. That includes the playoffs and regular season. He is also 514 points away from Karl Malone's number 2 spot of 36,928 on the regular season scoring record. Now obviously the impact of this is more GOAT debate talk, which I won't get into right now, but possibly on the next podcast episode, so be on the lookout for that. Chris Paul currently is just 23 steals away from Gary Payton's number 4 spot on the all-time steals ladder, with Gary Payton having 2,445. We talked on this channel how the Suns' success can be correlated back to their power on the defensive end. CP3 breaking this record only further solidifies his importance to their defensive rating and success. Along with LeBron being close to beating the scoring record, he's also only a few games behind Kareem in terms of number of 40-point games, as well as Curry and KD being just a few games behind the person in front of them as well. Now Curry is having a shooting slump and KD is injured, so we'll have to see what happens, but I thought it was notable and further illustrates the point of the increase in offensive rating in the NBA. With KD injured, Harden has had to do more work for the Nets, as well as Jokic doing the same for the Nuggets. Both are just about 10 behind Wilt's number 6 spot on most triple-doubles. Luka as well is just one triple-double away from entering the top 10 going into tomorrow's game against the Pacers. This further illustrates a point I made in another video, which I'll link below, that triple-doubles are arguably getting easier and therefore less meaningful. Westbrook has been getting a bad reputation this season for how he's played on the Lakers. However, it could all turn around for him shortly as he is just under 100 assists away from breaking Andre Miller's 8,524 assist that sits in the 11th spot of all time. Even with Russ's subpar performance, this record is still somewhat possible this season with the amount of games we have left, and would rejuvenate his image as a guard and his ability to facilitate plays. Like I said in the last video, I know this was a bit of a shorter one, but I'm trying to keep the daily content up for you guys. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed. Like and subscribe, all that good stuff, and I will see y'all in the next video.